Yeah, I mean, I think a tough day for us, obviously. You know, a lot of credit to Oklahoma, very good team. We knew that coming in. I think our difficulty obviously came in the circle, just trying to figure out what the strike zone was. You know, regardless of the hits, it was, you know, just putting people on base, right? Whether it was walk or hit by pitch or whatever that was. So, you know, just tried to switch it up and find someone that could obviously keep them at bay. Ultimately, when they started to put up runs, goal was, you know, how do we extend this and make this seven innings? But we also got to do a better job on the offensive end. So, you know, it's tough to transition from what we do, obviously, to this stage. The speed of the game is a little bit quicker, and I think we just had to be a little bit sharper. So, yeah, not our best day, but, you know, we get to come back tomorrow.
Coach Waters, you have a great starter in Ashley, and, you know, you set a tough zone. There's no question. You know, but talk about what you were trying to go through to, with your pitching staff there, because you pulled her early, and normally she stays and goes seven and comes back the next day. So I was kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, I think for us, it was a, you know, we knew it would be all hands on deck today, but I think for us, as soon as we got in trouble, I think with just like back-to-back singles, and they were continuously getting runs on, you know, I have to look at tomorrow, and I have to try to figure out, you know, in this heat, at the end of the season, you know what I mean? Like, can she go a full day tomorrow? Can she win us two games tomorrow? And I think, you know, anytime that Oklahoma puts up runs on you, I think you think to yourself, okay, you know, if we're not really generating anything offensively, they're probably just going to separate themselves, which is pretty much what they did. So, you know, great experience for our younger kids to get out there and have a chance to throw on this stage. But the mindset with Casey was definitely looking, you know, kind of forward to the next day versus this game.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you one question. Sure. About Oklahoma. Landry, you haven't seen her this year.
Yeah.
Don't know if you've seen her in Louisiana or not, but what did you think of her?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. I watch a lot of college softball, so I feel like seeing her in person, I'm like, man, I've seen her a lot, right? I think that off-speed is – that is something gnarly. I mean, my gosh, I think, you know, she does a really great job, obviously commanding the zone, painting the corners, but that off speed, that's a separation. If she has that pitch, I mean, she can go far. I felt like we couldn't recognize it out of the hand, and then it tails away, which is even more difficult. So, I mean, a lot of respect that they started her against us. I think that felt good for us to be able to see her. So, yeah, I mean, I told, you know, Patty at the end, I said, you guys are, you know, maybe inexperienced and young. I said, but I still think you guys got a shot at this.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, you're back in Norman, and you're playing in front of this fan base, this team at this stadium with, you know, the expectations and kind of the precedent that they've set the past couple of years here. You know, talk about the preparation for that and the struggle that you kind of dealt with that, you know, through the progression of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there is preparation for OU, right? I think you look at what they've done, and winners win, and champions know how to win, and they find a way at this stage to win. And I think that's something that it says a lot about Coach Gasso and what she's built, but there's not a person in this country that doesn't know what OU softball is, right? And that's a testament to what they have done. So I think for us going into it, it's more about, hey, look around, you deserve to be here, but not many people get to play in front of that crowd. So I told him, I said, try to slow the game down, try to enjoy it, but like, you can look up, you can look around and see this and realize like, this is softball, this is something that exists, you know? We obviously don't play in front of crowds like that. So, you know, I think the experience is incredible. It's incredible to be on this field, which is, you know, obviously the greatest field in the country. And, you know, that OU fan base, man, I think they changed that umpire strike zone in the first inning. You know, I give them credit. You know, we have to credit the win to them too, because I think they got on her and all of a sudden things quickly switched. And I was like, man, oh man, there is power in a boomer country here. But yeah, I think what a great moment for our young kids. What an incredible experience for our young kids. But I do think to see the tempo, to see the pace that they play at, and to realize what that separation looks like, how do we find a way to bridge that gap? And do you? I don't know. But it's at least, you know, you get to see it and say, okay, we got to be that much better.
Coach, how did you feel about the team's approach at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, like, you got nothing to lose. You just got to do a better job of obviously having timely hits. But, you know, I think obviously – you know, we saw two different pitchers that are really good, and, you know, you got to find stuff that's within the zone. So, you know, I think obviously there was a couple strikeouts there on questionable calls, but, you know, you got to attack early, you know. I think just get pitches that you can hit, and we just didn't do that. I think, you know, Brooke had probably the best piece of the day, and, you know, if we had done that, you know, an inning prior and been able to find a hole, you know, maybe we'd have some runs across, but that's just the way the game works.
And then that inning with the two errors, you think that was just kind of the moment catching up, or...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is, right? I think against teams like OU, you know, you can't have mistakes because they're going to capitalize. And I think that's exactly what they did with, like, the walks, right? And then with the errors, right? They separate themselves. So, yeah, you almost have to play a flawless, perfect game in order to be in the game.
And then no one really knows Haley's story. Can you just talk about what she's meant to you? And, I mean, she really looked great out there.
Yeah, I think Danica Nell went down with a stress fracture in her femur early in the year. And we asked Haley to come out of the outfield and go in the bullpen. She is a high school pitcher who can throw a drop ball. So we asked her, and she has she is the teammate that would do anything for this program. So you know, unfortunately that last ball carried a little bit too far for us. But I was hoping she would be able to extend it to stay out there because I thought she did do a really good job. And but yeah, I mean, that's what it means to be on a team. It's to do what asked, even if it's uncomfortable, and just proud of her for even going out there and doing it.
And then finally, what's your message to the team going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, Omaha's tough. I mean, that's a really great ball club. What that coach has been able to do is incredible, and there's no question their pitcher is one of the best in the country. So, you know, I think for us, just hopefully today we can settle in a little bit, right? You know, we'll call this our icebreaker. So, you know, you hope that day two you can come back a little bit more settled, and, you know, I think obviously the crowd will be a little bit smaller, and maybe we can find a way to play our game.